Louis Braille, 1809 to 1852. Teacher, inventor, France. The blind can now work. They can study. They can sign. They can add their share to the good and happiness in the world. It was Louis Braille who found the golden key to unlock their prison door. Helen Keller. The instructor tapped on his desk, calling the reading class to order. But this was no ordinary reading class. The embossed books used by the French Royal Institute for Blind Youth in 1819 were so special that the school owned just 14 of them. This was 10-year-old Louis's first day in class, and he was thrilled. He would finally be able to read on his own. Embossed books for the blind had been invented 30 years earlier. To make them, large letters were pressed into thick sheets of waxed paper, leaving impressions. Then, when the page was turned over, the letters could be read by tracing their outlines with a finger. The only problem was, each page could hold just a few sentences, so the books were big and fat. You couldn't even hold one, but had to prop it up on an easel. Still, it was reading, and after the 7 years of darkness since he'd lost his sight, Louis was excited. But his excitement soon turned to disappointment. Louis found that tracing each letter with his finger took so long that by the time he got to the end of a sentence, he couldn't remember what it said at the beginning. Even if he could remember what he was reading, what good did it do? In all of France, there were just a handful of embossed books. They were too expensive to print and too big to store. There must be a better way, Louis thought. For years, the problem occupied his mind and ultimately evolved into the greatest gift to blind people that has ever been invented. A reading system known simply as Braille, for the boy who invented it. Without Braille, the blind would never know the joys of losing themselves in a good novel.